the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. I want to thank you for joining our show and our station. This is the place where you can actually hear real information and actually a diversity of ideas. There isn't everyone here who thinks exactly alike. So thank you for joining us. And as I say, put your courage feet on because we need it. That means you have to do it afraid and you have to be willing to act your conscience. Thomas Ackerman and I talk about this all the time. What it means to act your conscience means to do what you know is the correct thing, whether the world tells you it is or not. And unfortunately, we have a world of that happening right now. Today is Call-In Friday, and let me give you our number. It is 718-717-8296. You are free to give us your opinion, call in, and talk to us about whatever is on your mind. You know, here at the Age of Vision radio show, I'm on three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I created this format where I talk about St. Louis on Mondays. And honestly, I think I'm going to call Mondays Manhattan Project Monday. Because as I am finding out, it's not just St. Louis, it is all over our country. And I was speaking with Larry Bergen. He's across the river from the Westlake landfill, living in a little small town there that has been decimated. We have hot spots all over the country that we are not being told about, or we've been told about their yesterday's news. It's kind of like Apollo, Pennsylvania. That was yesterday's news. So you are welcome to give us a call. We are at 718-717-8296. This is Call-In Friday. Call-In to give us your opinion. I think I'm also going to change the name of it from Call-In Friday to Your Opinion Friday, or Tell Us What You Think Friday, because that's kind of what happens is we want people to call in and, I don't know, air your opinions. I know that this week what's on my mind is yesterday I was spitting nails. I'm actually in Federal Way again. I was driving up the freeway. I was talking to my daughter about Bernie Sanders. I was so angry that right after Bernie Sanders got out of the White House, the president came out and endorsed Monsanto Clinton. And then right after that, who's that one? Warren, she came out and endorsed Monsanto Clinton. My guess would be is that we're going to see a Warren, a Clinton-Warren ticket. I think that makes sense from everything I've been thinking about. I actually got very angry. I wrote all over Facebook, and tweeted and things like that. Went on social media and said, I could smell it coming. If Bernie Sanders asks us to vote for that monster, I will never vote again. All those people who've been telling me that it's all a game. Don't worry, he's out there just to try to get Clinton nominated and elected. He's working for the oligarchs. I really thought, no, he's a real person. He's been standing up for 30 years. And in fact, there's memes all over Facebook. It says, in 1991, Bernie stood up against the Gulf War, speaking to an empty room. True. That is actually true. And he did the same thing a long time ago. He did not vote for the Unpatriot Act either. Now millions of supporters stand with him, and you want him to sit down? Why would any of us sit down? This is a revolution. This is the feeling of the young people. They want something to hang on to. And as I was driving up the freeway, my daughter called and I said, I am so mad. She said, Mom, don't give up on him because he's waiting till the convention. The people that are working, the Bernieites, the hardcore Bernieites like my daughter, the young people who are putting their energy, their hearts into this because this is their future. They know that this is an important election. If we get Clinton or Trump, it's two sides of the same coin, which is just more fascism and more fascism. I mean, while Bernie may not be effective, he is certainly, in my view, our only rational hope. People say his plans would be disaster for the economy. That actually has not been vetted out to be the truth. The CDC said his plans would actually stimulate the economy. But do we believe any of his plans would actually get through? Not likely with this group of Democrats and Republicans that we have in our... Even if we got all Democrats, you think they'd support this guy? Heck no. They're not going to support him. He's an independent. And he stole their party. I have to say, as a Democrat, I've been a Democrat my whole life. It is extremely difficult to watch the Democratic Party commit suicide over Monsanto Clinton. That is exactly what they're doing. Yesterday, I was spitting nails, listening to them gush all over themselves. On the mainstream media, I saw Al Franken. Actually, I don't know which news or news. Information story propaganda station that he was talking on. He said something like, Bernie Sanders has to act like a Democrat now and bring the people together. Lord, I was spitting nails. I called his office and said, you know who has to act like a Democrat? That's Monsanto Clinton. It is a horrible shame that we have the Democrats just blathering all over themselves. Even in this radio show, Al Franken said something like, he was on the television, he said something like, Bernie's been able to bring out thousands, 20, 30, 40,000 people at every hearing, at every one of his rallies. We need to be able to get those people to be Democrats and vote for our candidate, Clinton. And I'm like, really? He's not even talking about the election fraud that the DNC perpetrated. Do you know that the people in California are freaking mad? There's over 2 million votes not counted. Provisional ballots were not allowed to cast a vote. People were not even mailed ballots. The law stated if you voted, if you newly registered, the voter pamphlet for the Democrats said that for the registrar of voters, the people sitting at the polls, their instructions were if someone had a provisional ballot, if they were newly registered, they had a provisional ballot within the last 120 days. Then they got a provisional ballot. So when these people got to the voter registration, they said, no, you have to vote by mail. Well, they never got their ballot. So there are millions of people in California who were cheated, millions of people who were just not even on the polls, millions of people who mailed in their ballots who they didn't even count. So... hold on just one second. We do have a phone call. Hold on. Good morning. You're on UCY.TV with Lonnie Clark on the Age of Fusion radio show. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning, Lonnie. This is Michael in Texas. How are you?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing? I'm doing pretty good.
I wanted to talk to you about this Bernie Sanders thing, because I know you're a big Bernie Sanders supporter, but I've kind of been of the opinion that none of this matters, and I've said from the beginning that Hillary is the one who's getting in.
Yeah, I know exactly, and you know what? If this election has not shown us exactly how right you are, I don't know what has. I mean,
it's all fixed, man. It's all fixed, and Lonnie, I hate to say it, but you can vote, you can write letters to your congressman, your senator, you can call your representative, you can do everything that's nonviolent, just like they tell you to do, and this shit will continue. And guess what? It'll get better for them.
Yeah, I know. Well, I will tell you what, you know, it's funny. My daughter and I had this conversation. I said to her, I said, you know what, Lennon, I will choose to believe in your future. I will choose to believe, because I was spitting nails. I'm like, I can smell it coming. He's going to say we have to rally around each other so that we can keep Trump out. I'm like, what? If he says that, I swear to God, I'll be with you. I will never vote again.
Absolutely, he's going to say that.
If he does, my daughter convinced me. I'll tell you what, my daughter convinced me that he will not say that. That what he is going to say is he is going to run as a third party.
He's a part of the machine. He's worked for him for 30 years.
You don't think
he wants another couple of years?
Are you telling me you do not believe he's going to jump on the Green Party ticket?
I am telling you that that man is born, bred, died in the war, a member of the party, a member of the establishment, 30 years credentials. That man is not your friend. He is feeding you bullshit just like every one of them feeds you bullshit.
Ouch. I hope that you're wrong. I'm going to choose to believe.
I haven't been wrong yet.
You're kicking my ass here, Mike.
I'm not trying to kick your ass, Lonnie. It's a bunch of lies. It's all
I'll be honest.
Everything is a lie.
Can I tell you the truth?
There was no missile gap during the Cold War. You're a little bit older. I mean, like, I'm not calling you old or nothing, but I mean, you're in my age group, and so we're kind of children of the Cold War. You remember hearing about the missile gap, that's why we became the strongest nation in the world, because we had to battle those goddamn Soviets who had missiles, and they were pointed at us, and they were going to ruin our childhood, and everybody's going to be living in a post-apocalyptic caveman-style world. Do you know that the missile gap, which, you know, that race kind of ended right about the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Soviets only had 20 ICBMs, where we had 350, they only had 20 long-range bombers, and we had 1,700. This is all a lie, and it's all only to benefit the people that make the bombs, and that's it.
I know.
It's not even the dudes who make 22 rifles and sell guns to the Americans.
So you are of the mindset that Bernie Sanders is after. See, she and I talked for quite a while yesterday. She phone banks for Bernie Sanders, and this is a person who has never gotten politically involved.
Bernie Sanders should have told everybody that there are no refunds.
Yes, but you see, this is what she's, and I said, you know what, I'll wait, because it ain't over till it's over. But her opinion is this, that he is just waiting until the convention, and at the convention...
How many cops have you heard say that when shit hits the fan... Don't worry, those cops will be on our side when the time is right. Well, ain't the time right now?
Well,
if not now, when?
Well,
and at the convention, whatever. He's a member of this club. He's been a member of this club for 30 years, and he's going to wait until their big graduation party to throw a fit? I don't think so. I don't think so. Not at all. Remember, he doesn't want to hear about the damn emails anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's the amazing part, wasn't it, yesterday where, I mean, it's looking like Clinton is about to be indicted. The only reason she's not being indicted is because Loretta
Lynch is not going to be indicted.
She will never be indicted.
She is a lesbian lover to the richest man in the world's wife.
What?
Yeah. All right, during the WikiLeaks and all her emails. 52 emails came out that are a lesbian love story to Lynn Foster de Rothschild. That's the wife of Evelyn de Rothschild, the richest man in the world. Hillary is the president. put your money on it, bet on it.
There was that story that they sponsored, what was it, a dinner for $150,000 a plate dinner for her, and it was sponsored by the Rothschilds.
Let's see where Bernie Sanders and his $27 a piece from the unemployed and the downtrodden and the underclass, that does not match that. And not even Trump and his magnificent promises of making America great again and free hats for everybody is not going to match that.
See, I think Trump got in the election to really get Hillary elected, because that's their everyone, even the Republicans.
I kind of felt the same way, that he got in just to like destroy the Republican field, but you know.
It's not just to destroy. I think what happened was he got in when Bush Jr. or Bushy Boy, you know, whoever Jebby was, he decided he didn't like this game. He was not a happy camper having to do this.
He said that he had better things to do right now.
Oh, yeah.
He said that during the campaign, that he had better things to do.
That's right.
He had a lot of really cool things to do.
And that's exactly when Trump got involved. It don't matter, though.
It don't matter at all. Hillary has always been the one. And I mean, you cannot look back over the last 20 years of our nation's history.
Their paradigm is not mine. And I'm going to go down kicking and screaming on that one, Mike. You know why? Because they choose that. Our thoughts are things.
Ronnie, I don't want you to go down. I don't want you to go down. I want you to kick and scream, but I want you to stay on top. Because if you go down, we all go down. And if we go down, we're dead.
Look, I don't have my eyes closed about this. I'm not completely unaware about what you're saying. But you know what? I told my daughter, I said, you know what, Lennon? I am going to believe in your dream and believe in your future until it's really over. I said, but you know what? If Monsanto Clinton gets the nomination, if she actually wins the presidency, I want our family to have a conversation about which country we're leaving to, because
That's a very good question. Where are you going to go? Considering that everybody wants to leave because Trump is going to be racist or Hillary has these plans.
Forget Trump being racist. To be honest, I'm less afraid of Trump. Trump is probably, to me, not as harmful at all.
Trump guarantees the most spectacular political gridlock ever.
Look,
that's the best thing that Trump can offer, is that not a goddamn thing will happen.
Yeah, maybe that's true. I mean, I think
about it. Trump could come up with the Americans say that water is wet bill, and due to stunning bipartisan across the aisle cooperation and a never before seen hands together effort, they will actually come out and say that water is somewhat dusty just to piss Trump off. Just to piss off the people. Believe me, I don't like Trump, dude. I think Trump's a moron.
I think he's a pie fighter.
And anybody who compares Trump to Hitler is a really, really poor student of history.
That's true. That's actually the truth. But the reality is I think what they're doing is lining us up for the collapse of the economy. And if Bernie gets in, it'll collapse right away. If Trump gets in, collapse right away. It's going to collapse. They're going to push it up.
It has to collapse. There's no way to do the math on this anymore.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is just a sad state of affairs, actually. That's the reality. It's like when we look at our environment and what is going on, like, I mean, look at the mass animal deaths, the increase in cancer. We are going to have serious trouble that we need to have cooperation with. That's the issue.
Animals and all that are one thing. Here's something that's really scary. By the year 2025, less than 10 years from now, 50% of the children born in the United States will be somewhere on the autistic spectrum, and 90% of those children born in the autistic spectrum will be males.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be that way. We can choose to. I mean, this is the best part about the economy collapsing is maybe some of these systems will fail. I mean, I was listening to the Richie Allen show yesterday, and he was interviewing a woman who was talking about the EHMs, you know, the radiation we get from our cell phones. And this scientist said she totally tracked the increase in autism and all kind of these odd diseases to our electronics, to this EM, what's it called, EMH or EHM?
The EMF and all that. Yeah. Well, I mean, they tracked it to the vaccines. They tracked it to the Roundup. They tracked it to the phones. They tracked it to the food.
The radiation. Like tracked it to whatever.
It don't really matter in the end. It don't matter in the end because we got, you know, we got a burgeoning underclass of like window lickers.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the sad part is people really are afraid to talk out, isn't it? Like, for me, that's the scary part is people say to me, well, how can you talk out? Well, I think, how can you not talk out? How can you not?
I agree with you. I agree with you. And I mean, thank God for UCY, one of the very few places where you can actually say exactly what you feel, what you mean, and what you want to say.
That is very exactly true. You have no idea how true that is. And you know what's really odd is people say when we're talking, but they look at us like we're wild, like we're radicals because we're telling the truth. We're the radicals for asking the
right questions. Why won't you just leave it alone and turn the football back on?
Exactly. I've had somebody say those very words to me. That's exactly right.
They've told me before they absolutely don't care. They don't care as long as everything is fine and they can still go to work and make the payment on the bass boat and the brand new truck. That's all they care about.
The issue is they will not be able to.
But that's when they don't want to know that. They don't want to know that.
Yeah.
They think that everything's going to be fine. And it, unfortunately, it's the very, very few, like you, like I am, and you know, you and I, we don't see eye to eye on things, but we both know that shit ain't right.
Right, exactly. We know the shit's hitting the fan either way. I mean, like, it's really, this is a serious issue. We are at the beginning. I feel fundamentally that we're at the base of the collapse. Like, it started. The New World Order is not coming.
Oh, the salad days are over, ma'am. Ma'am, the salad days are over, and we are coming up to the main course.
That's an interesting way to put it, but
For reals. And, you know, I mean, and at the menu that we've got right now, we got poop soup or a shit sandwich, and the price went up 30%.
That's exactly right. And that's going to go up by another 50%.
Yeah, as long as you people, like, just don't hurry up and elect Hillary. I mean, come on now.
Just get in line. Come on, act like a Democrat and just nominate her. You know she's qualified and she's really great, and it's time for a woman to be president.
And by the way, 9/11, and she helped the banks, 9/11.
Yes. Did she really help the banks in 9/11?
She gave one of her very few press conferences over 6 months ago that said that one of the reasons why she's best qualified is right after 9/11, she was best friends to the bank to make sure that the money was still flowing in this nation, because that's what we do in this country.
Wow. She is the picture of evilness, isn't she? I have not got a clue how anybody expects us to cast a vote for that person. Honestly, it's beyond comprehension.
You move around, and like earlier you said you've done a little bit of traveling here in the last couple of days or whatever. How many Hillary bumper stickers did you see on cars? How many Hillary
signs?
None.
I drove from Oregon to Washington, and guess what? None. That's not true. I saw one. There is nobody that I know in this, my state of Oregon. I don't know one Hillary supporter. Not one. Everybody in the state of Oregon is saying, you know what? I'm not giving up on Bernie yet. They still believe that he's going to go green. They think he's going to go green. I would be shocked if he did. To be honest, the look on his face when he came out of the White House, I just went, oh my. And frankly, you know what? Several months ago, I stopped contributing to his campaign, maybe about 6-7 months ago, because I was like.
I'm very glad that you did, because you saved yourself 6 or 7 months worth of lost money. There are no refunds to the burn victims.
Well, this is what I decided. You know what? There was something about it. I thought, you know what? This guy is going to, like, tell us to vote for this horrible monster. Like, no, I'm going to, I will.
Absolutely, he's going to say that, because Trump eats babies. I mean, CNN was just reporting this morning that Trump, like, was happily shouting racial epithets as he was throwing Mexican babies into wood chippers. I mean, you know, I mean, this is top news right now. So, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, he's part of the system. He's worked in it for 30 years. He's not getting out of it. and we're screwed.
Yeah, well, that's a true statement, but you know what? Like, I think we haven't really even seen the beginning of it. Right now, we can still live our lives. We have decent water coming into our houses. We have groceries in the grocery store. I mean, people need to prepare. They need to get their food together. They need to get some water together. I mean, it's really, I know we say this, but it's...
You need to get away to protect your food and water from somebody who wants it more than you and did not protect and did not act in a proactive manner like you did by getting your food and water together.
You think it's going to get that bad where people are going to, like, attack their neighbors?
I would dare say so, because there are very few things in life that have as much motivational power as the screaming of a hungry child. And a man or a woman will do anything to shut that kid up, especially if that kid is of their blood. So, yeah, if that means, like, busting into the woman who lives next door and taking her Spam and her SpaghettiOs and her Top Ramen and her bottle of water and maybe beating her up on the way out, that's what it takes.
Maybe beating her up on the way out.
Maybe. I mean, it depends. Did she get lippy? Did she, you know, did she tell me immediately where she's keeping, like, the granola bars at? Or did I have to beat it out of her? Because, you know, this kid's hungry.
Like, I hope you were wrong about that one. Like, honestly,
I very much hope I'm wrong, but Lonnie, I'm not.
Well, I'm gonna, like, focus on it. I mean, I really believe our thoughts are things. I think we can have that fear-based future, or I really think that we can manifest something differently if we really believe it. I think it sounds impossible, but I've seen it happen in my own life where you can choose to manifest something different. You have the most fear-based thing coming at you. And I'm going to seek that. At least, whether it's true or not, I'm going to seek that.
But in the end, it's better to manifest 4 rounds of 12-gauge buckshot into the intruder's chest. It sounds horrible. It sounds cruel.
Okay, so then we need to manifest me a gun first, because I don't have any 4 rounds of anything and no gun.
That would be a good choice. That would be a good choice.
I don't know that.
$70 that Bernie gets on the average vote, and that buys a box of ammo. $27 buys one box of ammo.
We should do a meme on that. A box of ammo is the equivalent of every contribution for Bernie Sanders. That's kind of an interesting little thing, you know. Instead of buying a box of ammo, his supporters are supporting him each month. I mean, that's interesting thought. Although Bernie Sanders is pro-gun.
He's not pro-gun.
Yes,
please.
He is.
Please. No. The only reason he's not outrageously anti-gun is because he's from Vermont, and people in Vermont, like, still know how to tie their shoes and sometimes shoot their dinner. If he was a senator in a different state, he'd be a raving anti-gun lunatic. He just can't do it because he wouldn't be in place for 30 years. So he's the very nice, social democrat, commie light, whatever you want to call it. And yeah, he's not gonna do it because, oh, the people have rights and I stand up for rights. That doesn't mean a goddamn thing. That man will be there to take away the gun rights, just like Hillary Clinton, just like Trump.
Because so you think they're all going to try to take their guns away?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, I think Trump will take the guns away.
Wow, so you think that for sure, that as soon as this next election, whoever it is, gets elected, the gun rights are going to be attacked?
You think that's
on the agenda?
And it'll either be legislation or it'll be a heart-tugging incident that's one of them things you just can't question because it was all in the news, and if you ask questions, you're just some kind of crazy tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorist, that, oh my God, my government would never do that.
Yeah, I get you on that one, Mike. I think you're actually 100% correct.
They have to take the guns because your gun is your last best way to say, no, I do not comply. And the guy who says, no, I do not comply, really fucks up the plan.
Yeah, you are completely right on that one. I mean, I think that you're going to be right on that. I hate to say it, but I think that you're completely right.
I hate to say it too, man. I really do. I mean, this is my country. This is my home. This is the place
I
love.
You know what? I'm going to choose that we're not going to have that future, because really, I think that if it goes that way, Look, there are more of us than them, and it requires that people participate in that one. I mean, the only reason it can happen that way is if people decide that it's kind of like these elected officials. Like, okay, so they're being coerced by the Rothschilds or whoever it is behind the scenes. You know, if one of the honest ones who got into office and was either coerced or threatened or something like that, if they basically went to the microphone and said, you know what, I'm being coerced and I'm going to be shot because I'm going to tell you who it is that's threatening me. I mean, and they got shot. I mean, how many people can they kill? They can't kill all of them. Do you get what I'm saying? Like,
how many people died in World War II? Because that's how many they can kill, and that's probably a good starting number right there. What was it? 40 million people died in World War II? Let's start there. 40 million. How many can they kill? 40 million. Maybe more. Probably more. Probably a lot more.
Well, you know, I don't know. Look, with the radiation, we know what they're killing already. This is the thing. This is the weird part. We're expected to just accept that radiation is going to happen. We're expected to just accept, ignoring the facts that you know how many malicious comments I get on my Facebook page, on my YouTube channel about my actions that I take regarding anti-nuclear stuff? People call me an idiot. They say this, you know, I'm just ignorant, no courage, no guts, just completely stupid. They say the most malicious things because I speak out against nuclear. And they say, you know what, you're just believing, you know, stupid fear-mongers, and they refuse to acknowledge that radiation causes people harm. Seriously.
I don't doubt that at all, Lonnie. You're not talking about you know, which pop star has the newest car, or you know who's going to be on the reality show this year, or what the sports team of the week is. No, that's not your subject. You're talking about things that, well, honestly, are a lot of money, a lot of lives.
That's exactly right. A lot of money. You know, somebody said that to me because I plan on walking the streets here in Washington to get. There's an initiative to get the Columbia Generating Station closed down because it's sitting on 10 active earthquake faults. So
how
I
much
came,
money you got?
Well, you know how much money that would stop coming into Washington? It's $2 billion.
Yeah, that's my question. How much money do you guys have to shut down that power station versus how much money that power station generates? Not how much money it brings in, how much money it generates for the people that own that power station. And who do those people that own that power station, how much do they donate to Hillary? How much do they donate to Bernie? How much do they donate to Trump? How much do they donate to their state senator? How much do they donate to the goddamn mayor of that town?
That's true. Well, you know, I do have to say that Seattle did just pass a resolution that says they have the option of not re-upping the license, and that they are looking towards closing down the. You know, it's so all bullshit because really the Columbia Generating Station is sitting on top of it. 10 active earthquake faults. The Oregon Physicians for Social Responsibility hired their own geologists because nobody would look at it. That guy found 3 active earthquake faults. The state of Washington got all pissed off and said, screw that, we're going to hire our own. You know what he found? 10 active earthquake faults. They found 10.
Wow.
So it's so outrageous. And the licensee at the time knew there was earthquake faults on the property, and they lied on their application.
How of all the nuclear generating stations in the United States, how many are built on fault lines?
Exactly. Well, you know what? That's the issue. Is all.
And how many are built? How many are built at the mouth of aquifers?
Right. Right. All of them. They build them all on the water.
How many nuclear generating stations are in the United States? Like 250 of them or something like that?
No, I think we have a little bit over 100, maybe 101.
Okay, so we got 100 of these things, and every one of them is sitting on some sort of geological oddity. Whether
you
it's a
are
fault
right
line,
about
whether
that.
It's, whether it's unstable ground, whether it's the mouth of an aquifer. We fucked up 100 times in building these things. Or did we?
That's right.
Or was this the exact plan all along? Maybe this system isn't screwed up. Maybe this system is working exactly
That's right. Mission accomplished, as Bush said, right? Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished.
I mean, he was not talking about the Iraq war. Let's be clear. He was talking about the agenda was now set in place. The fascism.
Can you see the 1,000 points of light, ma'am? Can you see the 1,000 points of light?
That's right.
We are in a kind of gentler nation now.
I mean, it is really an outrage. But the weird part is we're living in this time where we can actually see it. But they are so blatant. They don't give a crap. I mean, I started the show out talking about Bernie Sanders and wondering if he's going to stab us in the back. That's the issue. My daughter's insisting he's not going to stab us in the back. And I've decided to suspend my judgment until it happens, until after the convention. You know, honestly, it would really, I have to say, I would be shocked. I would feel so betrayed. Honestly, that would be the deepest betrayal I've ever felt.
You haven't felt betrayed yet?
Yes, I have. And I really have felt betrayed, you know, since 2000.
Well, if you felt betrayed before and nothing's going to change, nothing has changed that you've seen, why would you even bother to have hope that it's going to do that again?
Maybe
because that's the definition of insanity.
Yeah, but you know what? This is a different kind of a movement. Maybe this one will make a difference. This is a different kind of a candidate. He's been there for 30 years, standing up against the Democrats for 30 years on his own.
If he was standing up against anybody for 30 years, he wouldn't have been there for 30
years.
Well,
look, he has been there for 30 years. They've tried to...
He's been there for 30 years for a reason, because he's got a part to play. The minute he don't play that part, he's gone. And if you doubt me, ask Cynthia McKinney. And I do not agree with Cynthia McKinney's policies, her politics, but she had the balls to stand up and say what was up. And the minute she did, she was gone.
That is true about that. That's actually true.
But
you know, the difference is Bernie Sanders didn't play that game because he was a registered independent. So he didn't have a lot of the inner political pressure that she did. She was a registered Democrat. She was required to caucus with the Democrat. She was required to play their game, to pledge and do all this other bullshit. He, as an independent, he was had a different structure. Because he was the one independent in each house. I mean, each one, he was the only independent. So his political structure was, he was not required. He could choose to caucus with the Democrats, but he was not required to. So the political pressure was different.
Okay. But I mean, that said and done, he was still there for 30 years for a reason.
Well, you know,
I mean, you can't get past the part he was there. He was part of the machine. He was a cog in the great big mechanism that's crushing this place. He was there for 30 years.
That's true. This is why I've supported him from the get, though, Mike, because really he has been there, but he's been the one lone voice, the one or two, him and Dennis Kucinich. And Cynthia McKinney, very few of them that actually stood up and refused to participate. And he has the fucking nerve to stand up against Monsanto Clinton. And he is taking people by surprise, and they have got
to... Because he didn't stand up to her. He didn't want to hear any more about her damn email.
Well, you know why?
If he would have stood up to her, he would have said something. That's the way to take this woman down. If you're going to take this woman down at all anyway, this is the way. As you start busting her on things that she's done that are illegal. He's got the biggest, fattest, illegal fish on his hook, and I don't want that one. Come on now. He's working for the system. He's part of the system. He is the system.
Okay, I can't argue that, because when he said that, I mean, the idea that he was attempting to speak to the idea that he wanted to talk about the issues, but her emails are the fucking issues. I get you on that.
Her emails are the issue. Absolutely.
Yeah, and she is about to get indicted because of those. I mean, she would have been.
She's not getting indicted. The attorney general is like one of her best friends, and the lead prosecutor got his very first job under Bill Clinton in Arkansas. She ain't going nowhere.
That's very true. And on top of that, you know, the attorney general takes her orders from the White House, and the White House just endorsed the criminal.
Absolutely. And then they auto-tuned the news, or they slow-jammed the news, and it was really funny. Ha ha ha! Let's talk about the pop culture aspect of it. Let's not talk about the fact that your kids are going to starve. Your grandkids are going to grow up in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, and their best friend will most likely be retarded.
And no one's going to be able to reproduce, and we're going to have to rely on bioengineering for any trace of humanity to survive.
It won't matter because you don't know how to speak Mandarin, and it's all going to be labeled in Chinese.
It's all going to be labeled in Chinese.
It is.
There you go. Only the Chinese will matter. That's interesting.
That's kind of the way it looks right now, right? I mean, let's take off this subject of the American political downfall. Let's go to something that's another really, really huge issue. And I'm not talking about transgendered bathrooms. I'm talking about the refugee situation.
Yeah.
All right. So we have to take these refugees that need to go into countries that need more diversity, but the country that has the least diversity and the most available room with the most currently available current housing would be China. China has like 14 ghost cities that have like, I think it's a total capacity for 20 million people. These are entire cities, infrastructure, water, roads, apartments, stores, everything you need in the city, and they're absolutely empty.
Well, China's not taking those people in because...
They're absolutely not going to take any of those people because they would fuck up the Chinese system. So we're going to send them here.
Hey, Mike,
nothing works just as well as putting 25,000 Syrian and Nigerian refugees into the middle of South Dakota because there's so many cultural similarities. I mean, you know, it's almost the same environment and everything, right?
Hey, Mike, I'm going to introduce you. Vince just called in while you were talking, and I decided to let him in because I think he wants to address what you're talking about. Right, Vince?
Okay.
Ni hao, Ma. That's Chinese for how are you? So, hey, I got a leg up on this business right here. What I want to say is, oh, my God, what's the world really going to think after this next election? If we elect Trump, we're going to be looked at like buffoons or baboons and a chump or a chimp or whatever. And if Hillary, it's just going to confirm that we're okay with criminals running this country. So it don't look good.
This is the thing. I mean, this is the thing to realize. Either way, our country looks bad either way. We got to stop worrying about what other people think about us and start behaving in a way that... You know, this is my thing. Like, I really
seriously agree with you because the Nuremberg trials for the American Empire will be spectacular. So we better start thinking about what other people think. If there was Nuremberg trials for whatever amount of people died at German hands in World War II in like 7 years' time, what kind of trials are there going to be for the United States government, who's killed probably 50 million people since, I'd say 1951.
Look, this is the thing, the Nuremberg trials, that whole thing about the Nuremberg trials was just to terrify people. It had nothing to do with justice or any of
that. Absolutely. What do you think is going to happen to us? Do you think it's going to be justice for us, or is it going to be
Don't
ever have an American idea again.
We are not having Nuremberg trials. We're not having any of that. All those people are going to get away scot-free, murdering anybody they want. It doesn't matter. As it is, look, we've got this freaking nuclear volcano going off in Japan, and nobody even wants to talk about it. No one wants to discuss the fact that we are being bombarded with radiation at an unprecedented amount. Forget all the other stuff, the nuclear war, all the other attacks on the planet. We have an attack going on our planet called the nuclear volcano in Fukushima. And we are pretending as if it's not going to kill our children and our grandchildren.
Ignore the facts are not pleasant to digest at this time. You know, those fish that they didn't catch, the zero tons of sardines not harvested in the Pacific this year, that was just because the sardines went on vacation. They went to another spot of the ocean.
Oh, it's the ocean warming.
There's nothing unusual.
It's the warming. It's because of the methane. It's like the Zika virus, Mike. They're telling us that the Zika virus is causing the microcephaly. It's not, to be honest, that's just the most inane. That infuriates me more than anything because that's part of the nuclear denial. Microcephaly is a signature disease of radiation exposure, period. It is the number one thing. And you know what? All you have to do is Google the name of those little towns in South America, put the name in, and right after it, put in nuclear. In every single case, you will find they started uranium mining in 2012 and 13. Lo and behold, 14 and 15, we have microcephaly all over the place down there because the uranium mines are done and conducted with such... They are leaking everywhere. The uranium mining, because of the fact that the IAEA has complete authority, nobody is even protecting anyone. Our environment and the people are getting killed. It's murder, straight up murder, and it is not an accident. With you, I agree on that, Mike. Not an accident.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hey, Vince.
I'd like to read this. This is from a friend, and I cut it off at the beginning and at the end. But really, this goes back to the whole establishment of this world government that we're under, and it's a carryover from World War II. The same powers that supposedly oppose one another stand hand in hand today. So in response to that, from my friend, holding hands in wholeness and standing our power, in our power, laughing at them, saying, no, we know your game, and we will not fight and kill each other, for your synagogue is Satan. It took us some time to figure out we are all brothers and sisters. Now it's your turn to face your corrupted, disgusting selves and burn in your own self-created hell. Good fucking riddance. Ah, what a beautiful thing it will be. The only power they have is us divided and conquered, killing each other while they are massacring all of us, getting us to hate each other. Let the snowball begin. From now on, say no to killing and hating.
That's exactly what we need to do. Say no to killing and hating. And you know what? That's why I say in the opening, and this is one of my mottos, happiness is resistance. They want us to live in fear. Love is greater than fear, for real. If we really focus on love and we focus on loving each other and refuse to hate each other, you know what? Our consciousness and our strengths will be better, and each of us will find our own path. I think that each of us has an ability and something to offer to the universe. I mean, I really believe.
You know what, Lonnie? We really love you here at UCY, and we've been having commentary and chat, and we see the change. You know, we all change day to day. Hopefully, because if we're the same person tomorrow as we are today, then we've lost a valuable lesson. We see how you talk and what you say and how it's reflective in kind of us just going through and sorting out these ideas that we have, and it's wonderful that we can stand on different sides of issues and to be able to speak about it honestly together. Mike, you're awesome, man.
Thank
Lonnie,
you.
I love
well,
you.
I mean, you know what's really awesome about you is we have the platform. We have the ability to say whatever we want. We've been given an unreal gift that probably 99.999% of the American population doesn't have. We
That's
get out
true.
Say what we want. It goes live. It's recorded. It goes out on YouTube. It's out there for people to see. It's your chance to say something. Make it good.
Well, you know what's really great about it is, you know, we all have kind of a different perspective. We're from different parts of the country. And the reality is, that's the real highlight of it. We're human beings being human. We do not have to agree. What we can agree on is that I believe love is greater than fear. The power of love is the strongest power on this planet. People can do tremendous things when they see their family or people that they love threatened. They come through in tremendous ways. And if we can harness that gift, I really believe that we can. Not that I also believe that millions of people and billions of people are going to die in the next 15 years. I mean, I'm not unrealistic in that regard, but I think that we might be able to have 1,500 to 2,000 human beings surviving as human forms and not nanotech humans. I don't know if
that's probably a very big part of the plan. Now, let me get off here, but let me say before I get off, Jill said very well this morning in her rebrief from last Friday. We need to speak out. How from behind the woodshed says, have a better word in your mouth. And that's what we're doing here. And we're hashing through this stuff. So even when we don't see eye to eye, we're still seeing the distant horizon. So sometimes we need to look at each other as well as where we've came from and where we're headed. And let's make this change. This is the first time in history that we've ever had an opportunity that we have today. And time is short. Don't waste it. I filmed a cop the other day. I was gentle with him. And when I see him next time, I'm pulling him over, and I'm going to give him some more lessons, highway patrol. I ain't scared. I'll talk to anybody. I've talked to the governor. People that know me, they know I've stood in the gap, and I will continue to do so. I think it's the most important thing we can do. Even when we're wrong, as long as we're able to search ourselves and find that wrong and correct it.
Yeah, I mean, no one has to be right all the time. That's the part of growth. That's humans being human. To do things and go, wait a minute, that's not the right thing, and correct our own path. That's the issue, is we get the opportunity to correct our path. And what's happened here in a lot of this whole technology destruction of the planet is no one's been allowed to correct the path. We've had to just buy the bullshit. And so that time is over with, you know?
You bet. Thanks, Lonnie. Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Jules.
Well, thanks, Vince. Thanks for joining us.
See you later.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lonnie. I appreciate it. I really enjoy your show. I try to listen as often as possible. As my schedule permits. I really enjoy what you do.
Wow. Well, thank you, Mike. That means a lot to me, because sometimes it's hard. You know, we see our views and we don't know how many people are listening out there. And to be honest, I'm sort of compelled to do this. I mean, my family is really interested in this, because as most of my family, they don't get up at 8 o'clock in the morning, or they have kids or something. But it's a very fascinating thing for me. It's a constantly reflecting thing, like this whole issue about, do I want to vote? And I really appreciate the fact that you've challenged me on, does it even fucking matter? Like, really, the whole game, like, I want to believe it matters. But that's because I want to believe it, not that it does.
Well, you know, I was in the same boat, you know, a couple years ago. I mean, look, we're of the same kind of programming, right? We grew up in the United States back when it was good, when gas was 98 cents. If it was 98 cents, oh, man, that's pricey, you know? We grew up knowing what this country was supposed to be, and we've been lied to about every bit of it.
And we're continuing to be lied to.
Any good to keep on playing along?
Well, this would be the interesting thing, honestly. You will be validated if Bernie Sanders even mentions that we ever, if he ever mentions that we get behind Monsanto Clinton. That would just... I think I would be where you're at, and I would just stop voting. I would just, like, screw you guys. Like, if that happened, I mean, if he does not become a third-party candidate after how nasty this campaign is, it really will highlight to me what I suspected. I mean, I have to say, it's hope against hope, and it's like I told Lennon, I'm willing to believe in your dreams. I have this gut feeling that we're being super screwed. But I'm willing to go the line a few more months and believe in your dreams. If after the convention he goes third-party candidate, I'll dig in my heels. And even if he doesn't get nominated, just to not vote for
him. If he goes third-party, I'll make sure that I donate $27 to him.
Okay,
I don't agree with him, but I'd do it for you. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to take that $27 and I'm buying ammo.
You're buying ammo, okay?
Because I'm not going to have to donate it to him, because he's going to back Clinton.
So you were convinced that he will not go third party. That's your.
I would bet everything that I've got that says that no, he's not going to back Clinton, or that he's not going to go third party. He will back Clinton, because Trump is Satan.
Yeah, the way they're talking about him is just unconscionable. You know, the reality is, to me, Trump and Clinton are more aligned than...
Look what they're talking about. Hillary's got emails. She's got the Clinton Foundation. She's got a death list that's probably, 65 people long now, that can be directly attributed to very interesting circumstances surrounding her. And they talk about, well, Donald Trump got a
ticket for double parking in Manhattan in 1974. And it possibly could have stopped a black woman who needed to park in that spot. And, oh, my God, this kind of a racist is going... Yeah, yeah.
Well, never mind the news that MSNBC broke yesterday was... MSNBC broke the news that he owes a lot of people and he leaves people standing. And I mean, it's just unconscionable. You know, what's really amazing is there. I heard this yesterday. I don't know. I have not looked this up, but I heard,
Let's say that he did leave a bunch of people standing, that he left people high and dry holding the bag. Big deal. He's a private citizen.
That's right.
Hillary did the exact same thing, and she's elected. And she's a wife of somebody who's been elected.
Well,
she's appointed, and she did the same thing.
I had heard Clinton Foundation is not registered in any country and that they have not actually paid their taxes anywhere. I don't know if that's true, though.
I wouldn't be shocked,
but, I mean, I'm going to look into that. I haven't had the chance. I heard that yesterday driving up here, and I was like, wow, that alone.
You look into that, and look into a word called Arkansas, and that may change how much you wish to
Arkansas
pursue. Yeah, Arkansas, Arkanside.
Oh, as if you look into them, they'll kill you.
The Clinton death list. I'd be kind of judicious with my words on Mrs. Clinton.
Not talk about Monsanto Clinton like that. Maybe I shouldn't be referring to her as Monsanto Westinghouse Clinton.
Maybe I shouldn't be bringing up her, you know, like truth. Maybe we just should just, you know, talk about the time that she invented rainbows and then gave cookies out to all the poor children. Because that's all there is.
Yeah, because we know how she likes all those poor children.
Right. Look at what she did for all those Haitian kids.
Yeah, look what she did for the black people. This is what really blows me away, that black people could even think about supporting her. She moved to New York to become the Wall Street senator and did nothing the whole time she was elected to end stop and frisk. Nothing. She did nothing to end stop and frisk. It was unconscionable in my view. I can't understand how people ignore that.
Because she's a woman, 9/11.
You know, I take issue with calling her a woman, too. You know, that's, I personally like, she's a reptile.
You're offended when she's called, I can understand that. I personally am offended when people refer to her as human.
I mean, that's kind of like calling Bush and Clinton men, you know what I mean? That's not my version of what men are either, so I don't know. Well, look, Mike, we have about a minute and a half left. Is there anything you'd like to say before we end?
Lonnie, thank you. Keep on doing what you're doing. You got a great big old set of brass balls.
Well, I don't think I have a choice. It's like I tell people, it picked me. I mean, I can't in my heart of hearts imagine having an opportunity to speak out and staying silent. I would be as bad as the perpetrators if I did that. So,
I agree. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate the conversation. Bye. That's my niece saying bye, you guys. I'm at my niece's house, and I forgot my headset, so we've been on the speakerphones. And that is her little 18-month-old baby who's been so quiet this whole hour. She's so sweet. She's been really, like, attempting to be quiet as much as she possibly can. So I think she's mission accomplished. She's done a great job. So I want to thank you for joining us here on the Age of Fission radio show for Call-In Friday. I think we had a really great conversation. I hope that, I mean, I'm going to, as I said, believe in my daughter's dream until it's over with. And if I am right and she's wrong, I'm just going to have a serious conversation about where we can go. Put your courage feet on, you guys. It is very important for us to take action. As you know, these are really critical times. We must speak out and demand accountability and a reform in a way that helps us. So do put your courage feet on. Thank you for joining us, and thank my callers for joining us. And we appreciate everybody here at UCY.TV Radio.